97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wisconsin State Climatologist's Office is looking for input on how to prepare rural areas for changes in climate and extreme weather. Amanda Latham is an outreach specialist for the Climatologist's Office.
We've organized this series of road shows in rural parts of Wisconsin because we want to hear from people living in rural Wisconsin about what types of extreme weather they're seeing, what types of weather changes that they're seeing, how those things are impacting them, whether that's for their career or whether that's just impacts in their daily life.
Their first road show in Rhinelander on Tuesday saw around 40 residents. Latham says attendees included public works employees, emergency management, and representatives from tribal nations.
We really just want to hear from those rural places that often don't get as much attention as those larger cities where there are more people to really talk about those impacts and see those impacts, as we really want to focus on what's happening in rural Wisconsin.
The State Climatologist's Office is working on several tools to help residents better understand the climate in their area and changes that could be coming. These tools are aimed at building weather resiliency, helping communities be better prepared for changes in the climate and extreme weather. Latham says one project, spearheaded by UW-Madison, is expanding a network of weather and soil monitoring stations across Wisconsin called WiscoNet.
So that's helping fill in some data gaps so people don't have to rely on data that's coming from the airport, which may be dozens of miles away.
Tuesday's roadshow kicked off a series that will continue with another meeting in West Salem next month. A third meeting in February will take place in the Central Sands region of the state. A date and location still has to be set.
Things are beginning to look festive in Madison, Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
You know it's the holiday season when there's a big tree in the Wisconsin State Capitol. Every year, there's a special ceremony to turn on the lights. The La Crosse Central High School Band had the honor of kicking things off. This year's celebration centered around the governor's proclamation that 2025 is the year of the kid. The tree's called the Learning Tree and honors students and educators all over Wisconsin. The guests of honor included Mr. Peanut's real name, Rodney Esser, who's been the custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains for 61 years.
I just love what I do. Every morning, these little people will come into school, and it isn't limited just to little people who throw hugs at me and high fives and fist bumps, staff as well.
Green Bay West High School teacher Ellie Hines-Radue talked about what's kept her going after more than three decades.
36 years in the classroom, I think you can trust me when I say it's love.
The 30-foot-tall balsam fir came from farmers in Oconto County. It's decorated with hundreds of ornaments made by students from all over the state. Elmer Moore Jr., the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, got to do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Wisconsin's Capitol Holiday Tree has been nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Public Holiday Lights Displays. We'll find out who makes that top 10 list on Wednesday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 is one of only three in the state who continue to hold a ceremony to honor a day that will live in infamy. Post Commander Sean Plant.
Sunday is our annual Pearl Harbor Remembrance Ceremony. It starts at 10 o'clock. It's at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall in Wisconsin Rapids. And it is a little bit of history and a little bit of celebration about the remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day.
On December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes destroyed or damaged 19 U.S. warships and 300 aircraft in less than 90 minutes, according to the National World War II Museum. More than 2,400 U.S. service members were killed, almost half from the USS Arizona. The battleship sank within minutes after a bomb ignited more than 1 million pounds of ammunition in its forward magazine. During last year's ceremony at VFW Post 2534, special guest Mike Gunner Pohl, a U.S. Coast Guard veteran with Fleet Reserve Association, Branch 238.
I am forever grateful to the men and women who now sleep in peace, that were attending mass, playing catch on the pier, working on planes, whatever they were doing that Sunday morning at Pearl Harbor, and suddenly thrust into combat.
The number of survivors of those who served in Pearl Harbor during the attack are dwindling, as many are now into their 90s or 100s. In April of this year, one of the oldest known survivors, Vaughn P. Drake Jr., died at the age of 106. Plant said the remembrance and storytelling help keep their memories alive.
Food and fellowship will be at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, following the ceremony. Both venues are open to the public to attend.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it, you know, we have him back now. And we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured. And if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow, less than an inch of accumulation with a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, more light snow possible, enough to make things a little slick. We're going to drop down into the mid to low teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.